Well, hello, hello, guys. It's Dr. K, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm going to give you our 5-Minute Friday. I wanted to do something different, so we are going in the treatment room with our patient, gorgeous Elizabeth from Hollywood, and we are doing under eye filler. Are you excited?
Yes, I am. I've been wanting this for a very long time, just nervous a little.
Did you find me on a podcast?
I found you on Instagram, and then I listened to the podcast.
That's so amazing. It's been so incredible to reach out this year with social media to followers and make new friends and have people listen and learn. So I hope you're learning a lot.
I truly am.
Yeah, so hear that, everybody out there. She's learning a lot.
Okay, talk really loud and like vibrantly if you can, if you're not too nervous.
Okay, I will.
Talar, maybe you can help me hold this so I don't have to hold it. Thank you. And we have beautiful Talar in the room with us.
Say yay, hi, Talar. Hello.
Talar is our pre-PA student, yes. Right? Tell us about going to PA school, Talar.
It's definitely a process. You just got to get your bachelor's degree from a good university, have all of the prerequisites done, get some clinical hours. I suggest working for Dr. K. It's the best way to get it. And then just have a competitive resume and apply to schools you're interested in with good programs, and hopefully it works out for you.
There you have it. And you got to work hard, people. There's nothing easy in life. Mm-mm. And if the harder the work, the more worthwhile it really is in the long run, I say. So we are about to do under eye filler, and you're going to feel a little quick pinch when I do this filler, Miss Elizabeth. This is the lidocaine. Everybody wonders if my videos are real and if patients feel anything, so you're going to be the true judge of it. So I like to numb the patients with a quick pinch of lidocaine. Lidocaine mm-hmm. stings. About 10 seconds, and that way we give a nerve block. So I really want you to be comfortable, because mm-hmm. having had my own eyes done, I know that it's just slightly unnerving to have someone near your eyeball. So it's always good to not feel it. Before getting fillers done, what are some things we tell patients, Talar?
Pop quiz. So you want to make sure you don't have any big day coming up, like it's not your wedding tomorrow, or it's not
literally some... that last week we had a husband and wife come, and they were from out of town, Dallas, and we were like, what are you getting done? We're both doing under eyes, and like Talar found out that they're getting married.
I asked them, I was like, what are you guys doing here? What are your plans? And they're like, oh, we're getting married in court tomorrow. We have this like little ceremony. And I'm like, oh, and I was like, I'll leave it to Dr. K to explain to them that there is mild swelling that can happen.
They were the cutest couple, and I was like, really? You're getting married tomorrow and you want under eye filler today? Because even though it's a civil ceremony, don't you still take cute pictures and dress cute? So
I hope so.
Anyhow, plan ahead, right?
Definitely. And then what else? Let me think. This is a pop quiz.
What things do we avoid prior to injectables?
Oh, you want to avoid anything that is going to thin your blood. So no blood thinners like aspirin, fish oils.
Right. Aspirin, Motrin, Advil.
Alcohol.
Don't drink that wine night before.
Stay away from salt. So that helps the swelling. Maybe take some arnica. That'll help with any bruising. Dr. K tries very hard to not bruise, but...
Yeah, so I'd say 90% of the time, no bruising when I use a cannula. And Elizabeth, right now we've started already. Do you feel anything at all?
I don't.
She doesn't feel a thing. So I'm using the cannula. We numbed the spot. Maybe like 5% of the time we get a little vein just as we're injecting. And then you can bruise a little pinpoint area. You got to wear makeup. But that's how it is with injectables. If you don't want to bruise, then please don't get injectables done, because I don't have x-ray vision yet. So as we go, for under eye filler, we had a little discussion with Elizabeth about how much filler she should use. She's in her 20s, right? 30s. Oh my God, you look so good. You might have to hold the microphone a little closer to her mouth also. Like back and forth, so
I should speak a little louder, but yeah, this is a little nerve-wracking. It's my first time getting any fillers done. I'm glad it's not painful at all. And I can't wait to see the results.
When I do the filler, you'll feel little quick pinches, and here and there a little pinch, mostly just nothing. And I highly recommend that when you guys get filler done, please, please see a qualified injector. This is the most important step because we're working around your eye. I know my anatomy. Little pinches are normal. If you feel anything that's like an electrical feeling, we want you to let us know because sometimes that means you're near a nerve. But mostly this is a super safe injection and results are instant. So you will leave here looking fresh. How does that sound?
Good. It sounds really good. Can't wait.
Good. Perfect. Take a few deep breaths. So what are some of the different fillers that we use for under eyes, Talar? What do you think?
For under eyes, primarily, I think if you're a lot deeper, Dr. K recommends Restylane Lift for the more hollow patients. And for a more softer filler, she likes to use Bellotero, and they both give really great and instant results.
That is right. Talar, you learned so much just from being around. Yeah, pretty soon you're going to be able to come and be injecting with me.
That's the plan.
So I'm using Restylane Lift today. Restylane, I think in general, trust your injector. If you have to really like figure out what filler you want for your own body, like that's too much work for you. You're a patient. You need to relax and just go through the experience knowing that your injector is honest and good and they will choose what's right and makes your tissues look the best. So for me, number one is see someone who has all different fillers at their hands. You don't want someone who has a one color palette. Right? If I'm an artist, I got to have every color of the rainbow. So I use Restylane Lift for deeper hollows. I like Restylane Regular and Restylane Silk for more thin tissues. I also really love the Bellotero family of fillers, which is one of my favorite for under eyes just because it really is good for thin skin. And in general, I would say please always start with about a half a syringe per side. Occasionally, I'll recommend a full syringe if you're super deep. But in general, there are too many bloaty people walking around with overfilled under eyes. And I think even as a teenager or a middle schooler, we have a little hollow under our eyes. That's just nature and a normal face. If you're rounded like a dish face or the Cabbage Patch Doll look, it's just not that attractive. Maybe millennials don't know Cabbage Patch Doll. Do you?
I know Cabbage Patch.
You do? Okay, Ellen. Do. Awesome. Because the other day I talked about Christy Brinkley and they all looked at me with blank faces. So I had to do a whole teaching thing about who is Billy Joel? Who did he marry? Then they remembered, right? Okay, we just finished doing one side and I want to show you how great this looks.
I feel this a little on my eyelid.
You might because there's lidocaine in our filler, so sometimes you'll feel a little numb and funny. Mm-hmm. And you can right away see like instantly brighter, fresher. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I do. I like it so far. It does. I can see the difference. I do feel fuller. I do see actually less of my dark circles.
Right.
So and the only
depth of that hollow.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering like, does this affect sinuses in any way? Like if you suffer from sinuses, like because mm-hmm. you feel it right on your nose and this gets injected towards that area, does it interfere
no.
with it? Does
no,
it
make actually. Better? No, but people who have a lot of dark circles under their eyes, like I showed you on your face, you have mm-hmm. dark veins. Venous congestion and allergies gives you some of this under eye darkness. And so, but putting filler here does not worsen sinus problems or make it more apparent, but temporarily you might feel a little full and funny around the eyes, and that just wears off in an hour. That's the lidocaine that's in there. Okay. Overall, what would you say on a pain scale right there? 1 to 10, 10 being the worst pain ever?
0.
Oh, that's awesome. And on the nerve-wracking, like, I'm so scared, I don't know what to do phase?
That would be a 3 for me. It's my first time, but I'm already a nervous person anyways, but for being my first experience, I'm so glad I'm not freaking out, you know? Some people would probably, like, not even want to do it, but no, I'm very happy with what's going on right now.
Awesome. And I'm so proud of you because she went to her Medispa and was offered to put one full syringe under each eye. And she declined and came to a board certified injector instead. And we're starting super subtle. I don't like to oversell. I want you to look gorgeous, but look like yourself, not look like a bloated Instagram, you know, filler face person. So so thanks so much for being part of my podcast today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So those are our tips for PA school. Number one, study hard. Find a good mentor. And number two, for your under eyes, be sure you take allergy pills to get rid of dark circles. Be sure you stay off of blood thinners and things the week prior to coming in and see a good injector. And then for aftercare, super important to do some massage under your eyes. You take an antihistamine to avoid swelling and come see us with any concerns. And I think you're going to love it. Remember, all of you guys out there, take your time and do things right and do your research, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That is really important.
Super important. And everybody should try under eye filler starting in your 30s. You lose that youthful 20-year-old facial fat under the eyes. So why wait till it's hollow, dragging down, and tired looking? When you see it, just fix it. That's it for now, everybody. Stay beautiful. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same. And don't forget, you're going to get a free eye cream since you came on the podcast today.
Yay. Thank you.
I want you to try it. It's amazing. It lightens dark circles. It has Retin-A in it, which no other eye cream has, which is a great tightener. And I think you'll love it.
Thank you.
There you go.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Bye for now.